Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass the Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come, baby, come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast.
In the darkest corners of the internet, a nameless, formless entity has been growing. No one dares question where it was created or what it wants, but those who have been entranced by its musings chant its blood-curdling name in unison. Horror Movie Night!
Find Horror Movie Night on your favorite podcasting app or at hmnpodcast.com.
Well, let's party!
Dylan.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, is that your, is that Cartman? Is that,
wow, like, fuck like, off. Was it that bad? Jesus. Respect so my authority.
So this week, if you haven't figured it out, we're talking some South Park because they just celebrated 25 years of being a show.
Yeah, man.
I haven't watched the concert, but no. I've watched the clips that I've seen on YouTube, and those clips were really impressive.
Some of it I don't even know.
Some of it I don't even know if it made it into the special or not. Like, there's a solid 15 minute video that's just Primus and Ween playing each other's songs that I have a feeling.
So I watched the special. It's 90 minutes. So the whole thing's up there. I'm going to be completely honest. I've never been a huge, I like Primus.
Oh, see, and Primus is like one of my top 10 bands of all time. So that's very
exciting.
And Ween
I was never into either.
Ween I like but don't love.
So I'm gonna be completely honest, for most of those sections I kind of scrolled through. But I dug it for what it was. The rest of it was 100% Trey Parker and Matt Stone with members of Primus and Ween playing almost every song they've written for South Park.
I've watched a fair amount. Yeah, I watched the What Would Brian Boitano Do performance. I watched the montage performance. I watched the South Park theme medley. I think were the iconic moments. I don't know how many other people were that excited about What Would Brian Boitano Do, but I love the DVDA version of that song that I swear to God sounds exactly like a Flogging Molly song.
I can get behind that.
So I got so excited about that.
It was a lot of fun. I loved the fact that they threw in some tidbits that people, if you weren't a big fan of Matt and Trey's, you wouldn't really get. They did play a song from Cannibal the Musical.
Nice. And, Which one?
I can't remember. It's a song about the horse. It wasn't.
Oh, no. When I Was on Top of You.
Yes, When I Was on Top of You. He played that and talked about people who were in the crowd, and shout out to Dean Bakar who was also in the crowd, which is so funny because that's to me, I'm like, oh, Dean, because he did Cannibal with them. He did Orgasmo. He was Chota Boy.
And he's in this
basketball.
Episode actually.
Yes, and he's in this episode, which is so funny to me, and it's nice to be able to bring that up. So honestly, for our listeners, we've said it before, we're going to cover pretty much all the South Park Christmas episodes eventually, because to me, South Park is something I really associate with Christmas.
Yes.
Because of where it's set, because of them having not only multiple Christmas episodes, but I would argue that they're one of the shows with the strong, like one of the strongest Christmas lineups.
Yeah, this,
like,
is our third South Park Christmas episode. So
yeah,
far, right?
Like we did
the Mr. Hanky's Christmas Class.
Did we? Yep. Classic. Yep. I forgot about
and
that.
And we
one.
Did
yeah.
Woodland Critter Woodland Christmas, Critter and Christmas. Now this one, which is season 2, episode 16, Merry Christmas, Charles Manson. Season 2, I'm pretty sure the longest season of South Park, because usually it's in that 10 to 13 episode range. So the fact that this is episode 16 alone. And early South Park is such an interesting.
It's so weird, dude. It's so weird.
Because, like, for me, it's like some of the jokes don't hold up because it's based on, like, very childish humor. But then there's, like, one or two lines or jokes that absolutely still crush. And we'll get into that. But let's start with, this one's pretty easy to walk through. Starts off with Stan trying to get his parents to let him go to Cartman's parents' house for. Grandparents' house for Christmas because Kenny and Kyle are going and he wants to go with his friends.
To which I'm like, fuck that. Like, I don't want to go anywhere else.
No,
I don't want to go to my friend's family house for Christmas.
I was going
to
ask you about this. So first of all, there's this back and forth where his mom says, ask your father. And he just goes, no, it's fine by me. And she goes, it's a no, Stanley.
You're not going.
But then Cartman goes to get into the shotgun and Kenny's there and he does a variety of different things to try to get Kenny out of the driver's seat until he just throws a dollar. Kenny chases after it and he has his little chuckle. Hey, you poor piece of crap. Which is such a great, like, reoccurring line in the early seasons. But they go on this road trip where Cartman for 4 hours sings Over the River and Through the Woods.
Yeah.
As we go. I have no memories of this. I know that I've gone on vacations with a friend's family.
Yeah.
But they've never been particularly annoying. Have you ever had an annoying, like, friend's family story where you, like, in your head, in the moment, you're like, this is going to be awesome. And then, like, in the moment, be it's like just staying at their house for a sleepover or, like, anything where you're just like, oh, this is not what I
thought. So kind of my best friend growing up, we quickly found out that if we spent too much time together, we were going to get into an argument.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to scream at each other, hate each other. So we tried to keep our hangouts to like a day. Maybe we'll spend the night at each other's house. But any longer than that, like, we were going to be at each other's throats. I don't know if there's necessarily something specific. But his family had, like, weird tendencies that when I've explained it to people, they're like, well, that's not weird. One of them being that, like, what they would drink with dinner was milk.
See,
like their beverage of choice was always milk. So they were we're having cheesesteaks for dinner and you're drinking milk with it. Oh, I'm like, that's
you're describing
disgusting.
Me specifically. I did that when you were here and we got cheese.
That's right. Because I think I brought this up.
Yeah. But I was going to say,
your
reaction to me drinking milk is the same as everyone else's reaction to me drinking milk. Yeah. So I know that I'm in the weird category on this one. Like, I am very aware of that.
And my parents were like, and it kind of sucks now because I have an addiction to it. Like, but my parents, we were sugary people. Like, I drank soda as a kid and stuff like that. So I was always like, could I get a fucking Coke or something, please? Like,
well, that's the thing. When I cut soda out,
it
became real hard. Like, I was like, I don't know. Like, honestly, this is the most pathetic reason, but the reason why I shifted over to milk with, like, pizzas and cheesesteaks.
Oh, God, that makes me want to vomit.
It's honestly because
there's
of,
so,
like,
much dairy.
But a lot of it is because of the red sauce on, like, the pizza and stuff. Like, the milk helps with, like, the burning of, like, red sauce in my old-ass,
like,
throat.
Your heartburn and shit.
Yeah. So, but all right, so I just was curious about that.
But no. Yeah, I didn't, and I always wanted people to go with me. Like, I hated going to other people's houses.
Is kind of where I'm at. And that's where I'm at in my 30s too, where it's like, people are like, come over. I'm like, well, I mean, I got like three floors. by myself? Like, why
dude, I think we here? Did. I think we've had that discussion yeah. where I'm like, speaking of which, like, we're recording this a week before the AEW pay-per-view. And I think at one point I was like, come on down. And then like a week later, you were like, why don't you come on up? And we can order it up here. So we're like both very similar people. I'm like, if people could just... Dude, I'm fine with hanging out with people, but I also just want to hang out with my stuff. Yeah. So if you want to come here, then we can figure it out. That's totally cool.
July was a real testing month for me because I am so accustomed to sleeping in my own bed and not having to worry about the other people around me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of just being like single for a decade and a half is that you don't really have to worry about like your sleeping habits that much. But I only slept in my own bed 3 nights the entire month of July because I was traveling so much. And large chunks of it was like with other people in the room or even in some cases sleeping, sharing a bed with me, like at Comic-Con, where I was just like, this is tough.
And I think that's just
a lot of pressure.
That's like part of being an adult. Like, I just want to be in this place that I pay for, that I pay way too much money for.
Yeah, I'm in this familiar area and I'd like to keep it that way.
Exactly. So no, I don't think, even as a kid, I was never the one to like call my mom and dad like, you gotta come pick me up, I can't sleep
here. Oh no. But if I was there, I was gonna stick it out. Yeah, but I hated it.
I would hate every second of it.
Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass to Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come, baby, come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Come, baby, come, baby,
baby, come. In the darkest corners of the internet, a nameless, formless entity has been growing. No one dares question where it was created or what it wants, but those who have been entranced by its musings chant its blood-curdling name in unison. Horror Movie Night!
Find Horror Movie Night on your favorite podcasting app or at hmnpodcast.com.
Hey, do you have an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? Or do you have an already existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Well, check out WeKnowPodcasting.com. From concept development to theme music to editing to logos, WeKnowPodcasting.com is a one-stop shop for all things pod. Don't hesitate to hit us up. We're very nice.
So back to the episode, they're driving. There's a great visual joke of the second they cross out of Colorado into Nebraska. It's just like immediate snow to desert. And then we get introduced to the Cartman family, which is literally just a bunch of characters that look and sound like Eric Cartman.
Which I'm assuming they're all Cartman's mom's family. Because
we
eventually find out, later that Cartman's dad was Cartman's mom. And then that
We already found that out. In episode two of season two is the second part of Cartman's mom.
That's right, because the big thing was they were supposed to reveal it in episode one and everybody, like, they
did
it.
My favorite episode of the show. Like, hands down, that Terrence and Phillip episode is one of my absolute favorite episodes. But of all the Cartman family members, Cartman's grandmother just walking up to Cartman going, give grandma some huggies. Like, just, that was like one of the first like legitimate laugh out loud things for me. Like, not like a long laugh, but like a solid like, ha! Like,
yeah,
came out.
And I think it's with Cartman's family that you really do get a sense that this is early South Park, where every joke is very much just them reiterating something Cartman's done in a past episode. The respect my authority, you don't have no authority.
They do the no kitty joke, but it's the dog's name is Petey or something like that. It's a lot of, and that's where it's like that stuff doesn't work for me as much. But then we introduce Uncle Charlie. So Cartman's uncle is in jail.
Yep.
The boys are sleeping in the basement, and in the middle of the night, Cartman's uncle breaks in and he's like, hey, I brought another guy from the prison. It's Charles Manson.
So that's, Uncle Howard.
Yeah, and then Uncle Howard Uncle Charlie.
And Uncle Charlie, Charles Manson. And I think I love their, interpretation of Charles Manson.
Yes.
I absolutely adore it.
But they're hiding out. Charles Manson is just watching Christmas specials to keep himself calm. And this is where we get probably the first real belly laugh from me, because I forgot about this, was the It's a Wonderful Life parody, where he goes, you just can't buy people, Mr. Potter. You know what you are? You're a little bitch. That's right. A bitch. And I bet you like to suck it, wouldn't you?
It's so funny because there are moments whenever we're watching something for the show, I will see something and that was one of them where I'll just be like, Matt really liked this.
Because I love It's a Wonderful Life so much, there's something so funny about making it R-rated that always makes me laugh. Be it the SNL sketch or that line. But they convince the boys want to see Mr. Hankey at the local mall. So they convince Uncle Charlie to drive them to the mall. And this is where we find out it ain't the real Mr. Hankey.
Which is really, it's really strange to me. Because in every other episode involving Mr. Hankey, they're just like, where's Mr. Hankey? And Mr. Hankey's like, oh, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm fully convinced that Mr. Hankey only hangs out with these particular kids.
Well, that's the thing that's so interesting is that, like, just a season earlier, no one knew what the fuck Kyle was talking about.
Yeah.
but whatever. I'm glad that
that's
Mr. Hankey's
such a good episode, too.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Because that's a great... That episode I remember specifically because it's a great Mr. Mankey episode.
Yes. Oh, you disgusting little boy. Because he like fucking...
He's just walking around with a turd in his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a really good episode.
So good.
But they reveal that it's not the real Mr. Hankey. Turns into a full scale riot. Yeah.
And that was Dean Picar doing the voice of the fake Mr. Hankey. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you know what Mr. Hankey looks like. He's a little tiny turd. And honestly, I really want a Mr. Hankey costume. Because this thing is a giant piece of poop with a hat on.
But also, like, simultaneously, like, we're talking about how, like, literally a Christmas earlier, no one knew who this person was.
Yep.
There's, like, already a Mr. Grinch parody that's all about, like, the Grinchy poo. Like
Cindy Lou poo.
Yeah. Like, it's so absurd how they've escalated it. But during the riot, I always love... This is like a reoccurring joke, especially in early South Park, but I feel like it's still going even 25 years later, which is like the child that speaks extremely properly to their parents. And there's a little girl that just goes, you lied to me, mother. You lied. You said it was the real Mr. Hankey. I shall never forget this.
It does. It does pop up every once in a while.
It always gets a chuckle out of it. It's that is clearly, I mean, they have Pip at this point, but you know, they have such a love of Les Mis and and all of these like classic pieces of literature. Like it's, I feel like every time one of those moments pop up, it's because Matt and Trey just love to make old English literature references in some way.
And it's such a fun juxtaposition of
the crassness,
the craziness. Yeah. The craziness and the crassness happening on one side. And then like, this proper speaking or these proper things happening over here. So we're at the mall. The riots happened. In the midst of the riot happening, Charlie Manson has taken Kenny off to a secluded part of the mall. And I think the whole joke is around this time in South Park, the running bit, and it's not so much a running bit anymore, was that they kill Kenny in every episode.
Yeah.
And you think that Charles Manson is going to kill Kenny. Well, he is watching. He's becoming obsessed with Christmas specials. He watched It's a Wonderful Life, and now at the mall, he's watching the Grinchy Poo. And when we see Charles Manson again meet up with the kids, his swastika tattoo on his forehead is now a smiley face.
Yep.
And I don't know why I just get it. This one gives me a chuckle when they're like, where's Kenny? And he's like, he's around. And then Kenny just comes around and he's like, hey, guys. You're like, this motherfucker killed him.
Well, because they're also, if you recall, the previous year's Christmas episode was the only episode that Kenny hadn't died in up until that point. So you're like, all right, maybe they let him survive every Christmas episode.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was pretty nice. And at this point, this is where the police realize that they've broken out of jail, right?
Yes. So then they have the chase scene, and this is... It is embarrassing how much I laughed at this, and I should clarify that I am also every Thursday morning watching the new episodes of Beavis and Butthead that drop on Paramount Plus.
How are those?
They're very good. But I'm saying that because the hardest and longest laugh of this entire episode is what is seemingly a full minute of Terrence and Phillip just taking turns farting on Rudolph and laughing. Yeah.
I love Rudolph's face, his confused face.
And it's literally a minute of just these characters running up, farting, and then laughing as they run away. So it's just like,
and every time it happens, Rudolph's eyes just like get wider and wider.
And it's just, it shouldn't be so fucking funny to me, but it is so fucking funny.
See, I love the moment. So Stan tells everyone that his parents are dead. Yes. Like, that's why he's allowed to go with us. I love when Cartman's mom, like Sharon calls Cartman's mom, and Cartman's mom goes, "Oh, Sharon, I thought you were dead. It's nice to hear from you."
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cartman's mom is very dumb.
Yes.
But we get to this point. The police have shown up. It's a standoff. Uncle Howard is, like, ready to escape. And Uncle Charlie says, "Nope. I've got to be punished for the crimes I did." He's finally showing remorse for the first time ever. And they decide to send out someone to wave the white flag to let the police know that everything's okay. And they send out Kenny, and the police yell, "Oh no, he's got a white flag." And then they open
they
fire,
shoot him.
Kill Kenny. And then they beat
also
him a little bit.
Proceed to beat him. Yeah.
But Charlie is fully reformed, has written a book about the magic of Christmas, and as he falls asleep, he hears the sound of the entire South Park clan showing up to sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," which I believe is also the closing track on the Mr. Hanky CD.
It is. If it's not the close, yeah, I believe it's the closing track. Yeah. Right after "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
And you know, as dumb as this show is, I got a little choked up when they started singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
It happens, man. There's something weird about South Park that makes me tear up too. And it's when they sing "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." It's when they sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Trey and Matt are so good at creating these insane situations and this vulgar content, while also simultaneously making us believe that these characters genuinely care about one another.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a wild thing that they are able to pull off. And I know for sure that part of it is, again, I fucking love It's a Wonderful Life, and it, you know, it's clearly an homage to It's a Wonderful Life ending with everyone singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Yeah, there was something about, even with Cartman screaming out of key over top of everybody.
"Hark the Herald!"
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's bad.
"Glory to the..."
That's what it is. It comes to a close-up of him at the glory, too. You're just like, oh, God. But yeah, it's just, it's sugary sweet. It is good stuff.
And this is what I love, like, out of Christmas specials. The difference being is, I feel like anyone else with this subject matter would have had Charles Manson doing some like heinous shit at the end or something, or we would have gotten some like real heinous ending.
But no, they actually legitimately reformed him. Reinformed him. No, reformed him. It's just good stuff. I hadn't watched this one in a bit. This was a nice one to revisit. So
this is one that I usually, if I'm going through the Christmas episodes on the DVD or even online, I usually skip this one, honestly. It's not my favorite. It's not even in my top favorites.
It's got those three or four things that we called out, but like on the whole, it is not the greatest one. You know what? I'm going to ask you something in real time. And we just it's September. We just did a South Park episode, so we probably won't do this in October.
No.
But I've got a weird pitch for you.
Yeah.
Do we do the Korn's groovy Halloween episode because a large plot point is Cartman sneaking into his mom's closet to find his Christmas gifts Christmas because he's so excited that Halloween means that there's only however many days. Is that Matt, too much of a stretch for us to cover it on Christmas 365?
Matt, let me be completely honest with you. I have a few things to say, so let me finish everything before you like jump back in. Number one, I love me some corn, especially old corn. Like when Head left the group, I didn't really get into him. He came back. I like a couple of songs. OG corn is my shit. Love Scooby Doo. I will use any excuse to watch South Park. I would argue that that episode of South Park has as much Christmas stuff in it as the very classic episode of a classic 90s sitcom that you're going to have us watch in a couple weeks.
For sure. And I will explain the reason why. So yeah, we'll get into that.
So soon. I'm thinking, yeah, like, I mean, it's worth it. I mean, yeah. we just did South Park. So
maybe next
we'll have this. Yeah, we'll have this up in the air. But I would say that it's that episode has as much Christmas as some other shit that we have talked about on here, not counting Scream.
Yeah, for sure. Also, just because you brought up corn, and I literally just saw this on my Facebook memories.
Yeah.
Today, I guess it was like 5 or 6 years ago. They did a tour that was corn and Rob Zombie, and my
Night of the Living Dreads.
Yeah, so my Facebook status was Korn and Rob Zombie really missed an opportunity in naming that the Korn on the Rob tour.
Oh my God, dude. I love it. I love
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I'm like, man, I'm funny. I was funny.
I feel like Rob Zombie at the time was probably like, I would never do that. But Monsters Rob Zombie, I think he's for it, man.
Yeah,
I think
not?
He'd do the corn on the Rob tour. For sure, man. To which I will reiterate again, because I've had people listen to our episode where we talked about the Monsters reach out to me and be like, yeah, it's gonna suck. It's guys, the original Monsters was not that fucking good.
No. Like, the only thing that the original Monsters has going for it is that it was better than the original Addams Family show that was airing at the same time.
I don't understand it. They're like, well, it was the 60s. I'm like, yeah, and it's a show that's not going to translate well in 2022.
No.
So why wouldn't he just make it fucking bonkers and cheesy as hell?
There's a reason why no one has tried to really revive the Monsters in 30 years or so. Like, I think the last attempt was in the 90s. Like, it doesn't work. So let's just go crazy. I don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's just get weird. I'm not saying I'm going to love it.
I'm just saying
there's probably a higher chance that I hate it, but I'm going to watch it.
Like, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to watch it and go, I don't know what else he could have done.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I'm like, it wasn't good, but I don't know what else he could have done.
That's my favorite thing. It's like, okay, what was your Monsters script?
Yeah. Like, exactly. There's no other way you can do this shit that it makes sense in 2022.
No.
It was a cheesy 60s sitcom. It makes sense that it looks like a cheesy made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, no, agreed. Anyway.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas, Dylan Manson.
Merry Christmas, Matt Manson.
Whoa, oh, whoa.
Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass to Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come baby come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast. Come baby come, baby baby come, come.
In the darkest corners of the internet, a nameless, formless entity has been growing. No one dares question where it was created or what it wants, but those who have been entranced by its musings chant its blood-curdling name in unison.
Find Horror Movie Night on your favorite podcasting app or at hmnpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.